Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
We got a great 3 hours for you. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening, you won't be disappointed. We got a celebrity corner coming up at the bottom of the hour. And, of course, a lot of NFL and even some NBA talk to get to. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. How are you, man?
I am doing great. How are you on this Worship Wednesday? Amen. Can I get an amen? And I say
amen
that with all sincerity because life is good. Things are rolling. Things are moving. I'm very, very excited and very hopeful for the future. Does that sound
Amen.
Good?
Amen. Yes, that sounds great. That sounds
really
great,
am.
Man. That's a good place to be at. That's
a
good
great place
to, be.
Are you kidding me? Man.
You sound like you just
though.
Came through something.
Huh?
You sound like you just came through something.
No. Life is good. You know that. I'm just hopeful for the future, Chris. You know, like, everybody doesn't have that ray of hope or sunshine. You know, if you live for the future, if we want to just dwell in the past and things that haven't worked out or things that don't go your way, it's a miserable life because most things don't go your way, right? Most things.
Right.
So if you're optimistic and you keep working and you have faith, and you believe in, doing the right thing's going to work out for you, you become hopeful. And that's the message I want to pass to everybody. Be
Look
hopeful.
Look at you. Wow. On this Worship Wednesday, Rob Parker.
Chris, I'm always hopeful. I've overcome a lot. I've worked hard for a lot. But I'm always thinking that the future, I always believe all the success I've had in my life, there's bigger success ahead of me. How many people can say that? There's bigger success ahead. And that's where I'm at today on this Worship Wednesday. Can I get an amen?
Amen, brother. Preach! Look at you. Yeah, look, hope is one of the greatest gifts of God. When you
know
lose
that.
Hope, then it's really
You're in bad shape.
Place to be.
You're in bad shape.
No, and, even during bad times, if you can have hope, that is a great thing to have. All right. Well, let's hope this is a great show tonight, and I'm sure it will be. We got super producer Rob G in the house. We got DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos. And as you just heard a moment ago, Mr. Ralph Irvin on the updates. All right, Rob, you're speaking of hope. Chicago Bears. They're 1-1, and they drafted Hope in this past NFL draft in the form of Justin Fields, the quarterback out of Ohio State. And it was announced today that Justin Fields will get his first start in the NFL. Here he is.
Andy is still battling through his injury. Like I said to you the other day, we're glad that it's not his ACL. We're not expecting him to practice today or to have him available this week. So he'll be week to week. Justin's going to be our starter, and prep starts right now. When Andy is healthy, he's our starter. And then I go back to for Justin. Justin's worried about right now. And Justin's worried about trying to help us beat Cleveland. We're not going to get into that what-if game.
All right, that was head coach Matt Nagy basically letting you know that Andy Dalton's battling a knee injury. It's not incredibly serious, but it's enough to keep him out of this week's game against Cleveland. And he is on a week-to-week basis. Two interesting things, Rob. obviously Justin Fields getting his first start. And secondly, and what a lot of people are focusing on, Matt Nagy insisting that Andy Dalton, when healthy, will come back as the starter. And that's caused a lot of controversy. There are a lot of fans in Chicago. There are a lot of pundits that believe Andy Dalton should not be the starter and Justin Fields should be going, just like Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, and Mac Jones, and many of these other rookies who have gotten starting jobs. But he has been insistent that Dalton remains the starter. I don't know where the locker room is on that. You haven't heard players really come out and choose a side. But Nagy's insistent that Dalton's his guy. Where are you at on this, Rob?
I'm going to step and be with Nagy on this. And only from the standpoint, Chris, that I don't believe that he believes Justin Fields is ready and that he gives him the best chance to win. He might have the better potential and upside because we know what Andy Dalton has done. It doesn't make sense for a coach to stick with the guy who can't win or who's not good enough. Because, A, you have a chance of losing the locker room by putting in somebody who's not good enough. And there's got to be more. We don't watch practice. Chris, where do you win your jobs in the NFL? In practice. Why wasn't...
We're talking about practice.
Yes. AI. We are not talking about...
Not the game that I go out there and die for. And play every game like it's my last. Not the game. We're talking about practice, man.
Yes. Hey, I got to tell you this. AI has one of the best voices. I mean, he just drips with swag, Chris. Am I right?
Yes.
It's just
his whole persona.
His whole persona. And I got to know him a little bit. I had dinner with him once in New York and in Detroit. We were cool. We used to talk a lot.
Right.
I think the guy's a great guy. I enjoyed spending time around him. I really did.
Yeah, like, I did.
He has a persona. And Chris, you've been around him. He's a nice guy. He really is.
You know what else, Rod? A lot, little known fact about AI. He's an excellent artist.
I didn't know that.
Yes. In fact, when I did a story on him in ESPN the magazine, he drew a photo. He would, on the bus, I hate to get on this tangent, but on the bus and on the plane, things like that with his teammates, he would draw caricatures. And he would have everybody in stitches because of these funny caricatures he drew. So he drew a caricature of himself for us with a microphone like he was rapping as an old man with cornrows.
Wow.
If I remember correctly. But he is a great drawer. He actually, Rob, no lie, he could do it as a profession. That's how good he was.
Now, yeah, when he did a caricature of you,
cartoons. What,
when he did one of you, what color was the hair he put in? Do you know?
He didn't do one of me, but it would have been golden brown. Let's just leave it at
all
that.
All right. This is my point. Nagy's on the hot seat, Chris. The Bears are in trouble. He needs anything he can. If he thought he had lightning in a bottle with Justin Fields, he wouldn't have to say Dalton will be back and he'll be the guy. If Fields played well last week when he played, I don't think there would be any question. He didn't play well.
Well, I think to your point, Rob, here were his numbers. 6 for 13 passing, that's 46%. He had a 27.7 passer rating and he threw for 60 yards. He struggled.
He struggled. And Chris, he might be the future. He might get there. But I'm telling you, anybody who thinks that Nagy's not putting him in for some other reason is ridiculous. Because this is a very results-driven business, Chris. What do I always say? Sports has a short menu. It's wins and losses. Nagy needs wins. The Bears need wins. And if Justin Fields was the best quarterback and gave them the best chance to win, he'd be playing.
A few things. I agree with some of what you said. First, I disagree. You like to say There's a short menu, wins and losses when it fits your narrative. So that's number one. Let's just be honest about that.
No, I'm consistent. I told you a bread muffin every morning. I'm very consistent.
Secondly, I do disagree with you on Nagy's job security. I actually believe you believe that the best way for him to believe that throwing Fields in would hurt his job security because he's got to win games now, and Dalton gives him the best chance to win. I actually believe throwing Fields in would help his job security, and here's why. When you throw in Justin Fields, you have the built-in excuse of he's a rookie. We lost because he's a rookie. Hello, look at Zach Wilson. He threw 4 interceptions in his first 10 passes. Look at Trevor Lawrence, the supposedly best quarterback prospect since Andrew Luck, if not before him. And he's an interception machine in his first 2 games, 5 picks. So rookies give you a built-in excuse of why you can lose. So that's where I think we disagree on that.
Okay, let me just jump in real quick. Both of the examples you gave have first-year head coaches with teams that didn't make the playoffs and had high draft picks. The Bears made the playoffs. The Bears aren't in the same situation.
It don't matter.
And Chris, I know what you're saying, but it's not the same scenario because they got first-year head coaches who have – you're right. They're rebuilding those teams. The Bears are not rebuilding. They were a playoff team a year ago.
They were 8-8. They're
not rebuilding, though. They're not rebuilding.
Well, yeah, but – if you have a rookie quarterback playing, in many cases, you're rebuilding. New England's not rebuilding. And I agree with you that they're not rebuilding, but that is an excuse. Now, ownership might not buy it, but I think you could go to ownership and sell that and give it a chance. And Nagy has said as much. He said, look, I'm not going to do something for my job security. I'm doing something to help Justin. Where I do agree with you, Rob, is that, let me go back from the get-go, I was with Nagy. You got a decent team. You made the playoffs, as you said, last year. Dalton's a solid, decent, slightly below average quarterback at this point. If he's better, if Justin Fields takes the job, fine. I didn't see anything to lead me to believe he took the job. And so if Dalton has beat him out or at least maintained his job through training camp, then by all means, go with him. Dalton wasn't very good in the first game. Now, as we said, Fields wasn't great in his first game last week either, but Dalton really wasn't very good. He got hurt. So I think that now is not a bad time to have Fields play. But where I'm at on Nate, I agree with you, Robin, that Nagy must be seeing something. He's seeing stuff we're not seeing.
Yes.
You know, I mean, he sees him every day in practice. And like I said, to me, he has every reason to play Fields. There's other rookies around the league playing, struggling. So if Fields struggles, it's not like it's going to be he's the only one. Like I said, to me, it would give you an excuse. Maybe not to you and others, but it would give you an excuse for losses. But he must not feel that he is ready. And when you saw that game last week, 6 for 13, 60 yards, he didn't look ready. He didn't look ready. We have to understand this is not college. Most of these guys are jumping straight to the NFL, yeah, and lighten things up. So I think that Nagy is trying to protect Justin Fields, but I also feel this, Rob, quickly. I think he's just, you know, he's saying what you could consider the right thing. It's Andy's job. But if Justin plays well in these 2 games or however long Dalton's out, I believe he'll continue to start. And it kind of takes the pressure off Fields,
Rob. He didn't have to say that, though. But he didn't have to say that.
To me, that takes the pressure off Fields.
To me, no. You don't even have to say that.
Because he doesn't have to go out there like, now this is your team.
No,
and if you fail and get benched. Like, if he gives the job to Fields now, and then when he struggles badly, and Dalton comes back and they start Dalton again, then you benched Justin Fields. And that's tougher on the psyche for the rookie quarterback. Whereas now, if he doesn't play that well, it's like, well, we knew he wasn't ready yet. We're going to keep working him out and get him ready for when he's really ready to be a starter in this league. So
I think that's overthinking it. I really do. I just think you don't have to say who's going to come back in when they get healthy. All you have to do is say Dalton's hurt and he's week to week, and our starting quarterback is going to be Justin Fields, okay? And if somebody asks you to further notice, or is he going to be the rest of the year? No, we're going to play it as right now.
But
he's the starting quarterback.
But he said it's Dalton. He didn't do that. He said
no.
It's
I
Dalton.
Said that. I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you saying he went too far?
Yeah, that he didn't have to say that. It tells you about his confidence in Justin. Is that he gave himself an out. So when this thing doesn't work out, you know what I mean? Like he doesn't feel confident. Hey, the kid's got an opportunity. We're going to put him out there. He's a talented kid in college. Let's see what he's got. And we'll go from there, guys. That's all I know. That's all I know.
I think that would have been fine to say.
Right?
But he didn't. He didn't say that. Dalton. Right, right. But I do think if he plays well, he'll keep the job.
But do you think there's some underlying people look conspiracy on why they don't want to play?
No.
That makes no sense, Chris. They drafted
him.
Right,
I agree with you on that. There's no way. Nagy needs wins.
Right.
Or he needs this kid to play well because he was involved with the drafting of him. All right, 877-99 on Fox. We're throwing it out to you. Is Matt Nagy, coach for the Chicago Bears, doing the right thing when he says that Andy Dalton will come back as the starter? No matter how well Justin Fields plays, we'll continue the conversation with you next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday. Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, go to AutoZone, period. I'm not going to beg you. I'm just giving you advice. I'm telling you something that'll help you out. Go to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to AutoZone. And they got them on every corner practically. So it's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Do you agree with Matt Nagy naming Andy Dalton as the starter when he gets back from injury?
All right, let's kick it off with Mark in Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
Hi there. How you guys doing? I'm a frequent caller, of course, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir. Just, great to have appreciate you. Yes.
Put me in, Coach. Just put me in. I think you made some, you know, Rob, I don't agree with you on a lot of things. I agree with you wholeheartedly on this one. I think Chris does, too. But one thing you did say about those other quarterbacks, and it can't be overstated, they're not just going with new coaches, you made the point of these others, but new offensive systems, which affects everybody. Whereas players that are thrown into a system that's already in existence, like Lamar Jackson, he was in a very stable situation in Baltimore. Can you imagine him in Jacksonville?
Right.
Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, right. That's why those other quarterbacks are really struggling. But you know what? You're right, Rob. It's mutually exclusive. You don't have to keep saying this. We know it. It's like Baker Mayfield in Cleveland when the coach said, Taylor's our quarterback, regardless. We'll look at the tape. Well, Taylor never saw the light of the day. So just calm down, Nagy. We know it. Why? I mean, you're right. Practice tells everything. They know what's going on.
They
He's
know.
Not doing this to lose, right?
So no way.
Let it go. Let it go. It's mutually exclusive. When he's out, we know the rookie's in. Good luck to him. But when the rookie's time is up and that guy's ready, he'll go back in. So just, I don't know why he has to continue to pronounce it, you know? It really
exactly.
backfires.
Yeah, it's a given. You shouldn't have to say anything. Right. I agree with you, Mark.
And it's just like in Cleveland, though. That guy, that coach, what was his last name?
Hugh Jackson.
Good coach. Yeah, he kept saying the same thing. Taylor's our starter. Even after he got hurt, Taylor's our starter. When Baker, and when he gets ready and comes back, and it just never happened. So you're right, Rob.
If he plays well, I think Fields will stay in.
Of course, you're not going to take him. If they win the next two games and he plays well, you're not going to make a change. Now, if they lose the next two games and he doesn't play well, will you put him back in? Absolutely, you will.
Right.
Chad in Cincinnati, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Chad?
Hey, OG, what's up, Chris? Hey, we've seen Andy Dalton here in Cincinnati. We're tired of the same old song. He's washed up like a pair of Wrangler jeans. Put Justin Fields in and let him show his stuff. Allen Robinson dropped a 60-yard touchdown pass. Could have boosted Fields' stats. We don't want to see Dalton anymore. Dalton is played out.
And I hear
you. You don't want to because you're from Cincinnati, and I get it. I mean, he played for the Cowboys last year, and the Bears signed him. So I get what you're saying in Cincinnati. But I don't think it plays the same for people in Chicago.
And here's the thing. Like we said, he's got to be seeing something in practice that just makes him feel like he's not ready. Right. Like, that's
his word.
Chris, I'll give you this one.
You said even if he were, you should still just throw him in there to the fire.
Did we lose Chad?
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, buddy.
That's what he said. Look at Peyton Manning, Rob. He threw tons of interceptions as a rookie. The rest is his. There is that school of thought, but
there are a lot of guys
thinking of Pat Mahomes.
But he
sat for a year.
There's also a lot of guys like Jamarcus Russell, Chris, who threw a lot of interceptions and didn't pan
Never
out.
Recovered.
Right. So it's not like everybody looks at Peyton Manning. I could give you eight guys who played terrible who didn't bounce back, you know, and become a Hall of Famer. It ain't just throw him in. It doesn't matter. Yes. I mean. The other thing, too, I wanted to bring up, but I just forgot. There was one other thing about that. Let's go to Albert in Honolulu. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Albert?
Aloha, fellas. Thank you for taking my call.
Aloha. Up, man?
Well, I'm a lifelong Bears fan, but I have to agree with Rob. Definitely don't want to waste the years that this defense has left. They're already getting to be an older defense. So if Andy's not going to give us a chance to win, why even waste time? If the kid is, even if the kid isn't ready, the only way to get him ready is for him to get the reps in. So then you disagree with Rob.
So you agree that he shouldn't be
I think they must see something, right?
I mean, to not play him, not want to.
Well,
play
him. Of course, they're seeing something. But as you said, what I meant is I agree with you is he does have the most potential out of the two quarterbacks.
Right.
Yeah. So why waste our time with Andy? It's just a waste
That's
of time.
That's where he just must not be ready, man.
Yeah, he must not be because
he just must not be ready because that's not a bad school
right?
of thought.
You make sense. If this kid has something, here's Chris. My other point: if the Green Bay Packers, and I get it, Aaron Rodgers coming off an MVP season, but if they really believe that Jordan Love, Chris, was ready and could be a star, they could have cashed out on Aaron Rodgers to build up their team and said, we're just going to move on to the future. They moved away from Brett Favre, who played three more years after he left Green Bay, went to the NFC Championship game a couple of those years. You know, he wasn't finished.
Right.
They could have done that. Am I right? Like, they could have done that if they really believed in Jordan Love.
Right. I think they were seeing something in Rodgers in practice. We know they were, actually, right? That they weren't seeing in Jordan Love. But that makes your point. Yeah, he's not delivering in practice. So, all right, we got Celebrity Corner coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Time now for the Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
All right, our next guest is a comedian. His name is Russ Green, and he is here promoting the second annual HBCU golf tournament, which supports two organizations aiming to end domestic and intimate partner violence. Those are My Sister's Place and Men Stopping Violence. We welcome in our man, Russ Green. Russ, how
are
you?
What's up, Russ?
I'm doing well, brother. Thanks so much for having me, man.
Now you're a comedian. So, obviously, this tournament is a serious thing, but tell us about your career as a comedian. Rob, I don't know if you know, but he's an aspiring comedian.
Yes. I'm going to, David Alan Grier is going to get me on the stage. I'm going to do my set. I'm going to get people chuckling for about 8 minutes, and then I'm going to get back to being a sports guy. How's that?
Let me translate that. We've been waiting for 3 years. Since we've been doing this show for 3 years, Rob has been saying he's going to get on stage. He has yet to get on stage. And having him laughing in stitches for 8 minutes, I think it'll be more like 8 seconds. But.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean,
what advice would you give him as a comedian? What advice would you give him as a comedian?
Write as much as you possible and get on stage as much as you can, yeah.
That's what you got to do.
Ingredient. Just step out of your comfort zone. You know, step into the fear and just believe in yourself.
How did you get started?
10 years as a comedian here in Washington, D.C.
I was going to say, how did you get started? Yeah. Were you a class clown? Were you funny at picnics and barbecues and with the family? And people said, man, you're funny. Or how did it happen?
I think the first time I realized I was funny is at my dad's birthday. And I just started roasting him. And my whole family just lost it. Like, that became an annual tradition. You go out to dinner. And I would just, like, fire up my father left and right.
How old were you?
Oh, man, maybe 11. Like, I was a child. And I started my official comedy career 10 years ago. My ex-wife, she noticed me on the couch being really grumpy and moody, and she was like, why don't you just go out? So in D.C., the scene for all Howard University grads like myself is U Street. So I went to U Street, and I ran into this comedy club, and they said, hey, you know, free stand-up, live stand-up, do you want to, you know, are you a comedian? And I was like, no, but I want to be. And she was like, well, come back next month in 5 minutes, and we'll put you on. And I did that, and I've been doing it ever since.
Wow, that's great.
And you're a writer for BET, right, as well? And you have a website, rushjokes.com?
I did write for BET. I'm a writer and a comedian. So I write for, you know, I contract for everybody. Yes. I was writing for BET News for a year. And that's actually how I came to write this piece about domestic intimate partner violence. I interviewed two people from both Men Stopping Violence and My Sister's Place to identify the epidemic rates of violence against women. You know, most relationships are unhealthy. And, you know, domestic violence is the number one cause of death for black women under 45 years old.
Mm.
And as a black man, that was unacceptable to me.
I did not know that number. That's an ugly number right there. Did not know that.
Well, to be very, very plain, there's nothing sexy nor glamorous about domestic and intimate partner violence, you know? Some people don't want to touch this thing with a 10-foot pole. You know, some people want to just throw the money at it. And we realize, hey, if they're going to throw the money at it, throw the money at these two organizations who've been doing this work for 40 years to end this epidemic.
What are they doing to stop it? I mean, a lot of it has got to be dealing with men and getting men in the right frame of mind.
So Men Stopping Violence has a program that offers a 24-week course that works with male batterers of women and abusers and perpetrators of violence against women and children. And what they do is they work to engage them to acknowledge, own, and atone for the harm that they caused in order to, you know, to redirect them on stopping violence and stopping in their communities. So they work peer-to-peer. You know, it's all community-based. My Sister's Place, they predominantly work with survivors of domestic violence, women that have escaped perpetrators of violence and their abusers, and want to protect their families. So they rehabilitate them by finding them jobs, paying their security deposits, paying their first month's rent, you know, relocating them, just getting them back on their feet.
Help me with this, Russ. Yeah, that is. Sounds great. You're a big golf fan, and Tiger Woods, like, splashed onto the scene. It cost me my marriage because I was watching him win the Masters on my honeymoon from Tokyo. Yes, on my honeymoon.
You knew that was in trouble.
Yeah, you knew right away. I mean, we should have been sealing the deal. But anyway, my point is he made such a splash that he took me away from my wife on our honeymoon and a lot of other guys who got into golf. But there have been no results. Like, brothers started playing golf, Chris, right? And going out
casually,
and hitting the ball
for sure.
And all that. And like that, never before. But we don't see any black golfers, new black golfers on the PGA Tour. Why not? What happened?
You know, what we're talking about here very plainly, fellas, is white supremacy. You know, currently, like, less than 3% of all, like, recreational players in golf are black people. And that's not by
less than 3%.
Wow.
Yeah, I believe that, though. Because even though a lot of blacks are playing it, it's blacks in the upper class,
right,
and middle class, right? Yeah, you got masses that aren't playing it.
It's two things. It's one, golf has always kind of represented this, like, white, elitist, you know, stuffy, you know, wealthy white male sport. And that doesn't incline black people to play, specifically not black women. Like, if you guys are avid golfers, you know what I'm saying, how often do you see black women playing golf when you go out on the course?
I see some black women. I mean, I do. And I don't golf a lot. I'm not an avid golfer. I mean, I golf
neither,
about
neither
once
am I.
A year.
I used to golf like celebrity outings and stuff like that. But I play with a few friends. Yeah, I mean, I get that. But we
I
should,
know they've tried things like first tee and, you know, all
midnight
that
golf.
There's
been all kinds
playing
of stuff, yeah, right?
I would say first tee is a phenomenal organization because you definitely want to get the kids involved. But what you have to do is open up the arena to black people to play this recreationally and just see it as something that's accessible to them. And I think two people that are tremendous, like, players in that space are Troy Mullins and Roger Steele. You know, those two alone are doing an overwhelming job to change the face of golf. You know, you don't often get to see a black woman, you know, athletic, hoop earrings, full afro, hitting the ball 410 yards. You know, Roger Steele.
410 yards.
Cat,
wow.
410 yards. You know, Roger Steele, this brother is an advocate for golf, you know, straight out of Chicago. He was also an engineer, you know, who's focused, like, his full effort on getting, you know, black people integrated into the game. You know, he was recently picked up by the PGA Tour, Adidas, and Callaway. So when black people see things like that, that means we know it's opportune for us, and there's a lane there. And so I'm very proud of what they've been able to do to change the face of the game.
Well, you mentioned that you graduated from Howard, and obviously
right.
Steph Curry is doing the whole, you know, thing with their golf team. Do you know much about that? He's funding their golf program, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
That's right. He's offered a six-figure deal to Howard University directly to sponsor the team over, I believe, the next 5 to 6 years. And as part of that package, what it incorporates is there are three municipal courses in D.C. that are under revitalization. They're under new management. And Howard University's home course is the historic Langston Golf Course right in Northeast D.C. So that's where they go out and practice. You know, you can see a lot of their staff with Howard University apparel on at all times, which is awesome for me as a Bison. You know, it's a great course, and it's good to see us out there.
All right. Hey, Russ, last time, give us more. The tournament is October 8th, and it's going to be in Ashton, Maryland, and it's the second annual HBCU golf tournament. What's the website? How can people get involved? Maybe they just want to make a donation, and they can't play golf, or they're in another part of the country. How can they find out more about this?
Our website is www.hbcugolftournament.com. They can register to play directly through the website through our partnership with Event Noir, which is a black-owned events platform. And if they want to make a donation to either of the organizations, the instructions are very explicit on our sponsorship page right on the website. All of our proceeds go directly to Men Stopping Violence in My Sister's Place, and that way we know there's a direct service to the community. I would say even if you do not know how to play golf, you know, something that's reassuring is last year, 50% of our players had never touched a club before.
Wow.
So this is like a multi-tiered effort, you know, social justice to end violence against women, you know, advocacy to talk about, you know, what survivors have had to experience, and more so just to get people familiar with the game. So come out and join us. It's Friday, October 8th. That's that three-day weekend that ends in Indigenous Peoples Day. We're going to have a blast, and we can't wait to see y'all out there.
All right,
also, man, that is
like
awesome.
$40,000. And we're at $28,000 now, so we're like $12,000 away from our goal. So if anybody, you know, has deep pockets, you know, come bless us.
All right.
That is our man, Russ Green, comedian. Howard, you graduated. My brother, my niece, several cousins went to Howard too, man. So I'm with you there.
Oh, Bison family.
Oh, yeah. This is great what you're doing, and good luck with it.
Thank you so much, brother. I really appreciate you guys having me on.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
no
man.
Problem. Thank you.
Peace.
Appreciate it.
All right. It is the Odd Couple. And like the Temptations, Doc Rivers ain't too proud to beg.
Wow.
Rob G.
Wow.
Who wrote that?
Hey, where's the racist tag?
Nice.
Why'd you gotta be, you know, why'd gotta be a black R&B group, you know?
Yeah, Rob G would have done something like that. If we quoted Menudo.
Exactly.
Or some type of
racist.
Mexican thing.
Who would have said Menudo, right?
See?
Or Ricky
Lopez or
Julio Iglesias. Racist. As Julio Iglesias said, like, right. Okay.
It is the Odd Couple. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You heard Rob Parker. A Worship Wednesday is even getting Rob Parker inspired. You heard him preaching at the top of the show. So that's what we do. We bring hope. We bring joy. We bring peace. We bring truth. It's a Worship Wednesday. We bring that every day, though.
Uh-huh.
All right, we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio. Speaking of hope, Doc Rivers, coach for the Philadelphia 76ers, did a little media tour today and told everyone who would listen that he wants Ben Simmons back, that They want to get him to, they want to change his mind, because we know it was reported yesterday, and to be honest, it was reported weeks ago, that Ben Simmons told the 76ers, he's not coming back. I'm not playing for you again. Trade me. And Doc Rivers says they're going to be stubborn. They're going to try to work it out. He wants Ben Simmons. And Rob, here's what I think is going to happen. This is a major league game of chicken, all right? Ben Simmons and his side are dug in saying we are not ever again donning a Philadelphia 76ers uniform. We won't be at training camp. We won't be in the preseason. We won't be in the regular season if you don't trade us before then. So do yourselves a favor and trade us. And we're willing to lose the loot. We're willing to lose a little kadoosh, money, greenbacks, cheddar, willing, lettuce, all right? And the Sixers are saying, we're not giving you up for pennies on the dollar.
Right, right.
We're not trading you,
armed, right.
Yes, we're not trading you for garbage. And so, Rob, I think what's going to happen is that Ben Simmons will not show up to training camp. And I think the Philadelphia 76ers will let him stay away from the team. It'll be interesting to see what they do with the money. Like you said yesterday, and I agreed, I wouldn't pay him.
I just wouldn't pay him.
You get paid for work. And it's not just basketball. It goes for me
anywhere,
and you.
Anywhere, right.
If we Everybody don't show listen.
Up, yes. Right. If you don't show up to your gig, there's no check on Friday.
Right.
Period.
I mean, Ben Simmons is fortunate that he's made enough money where he could actually lose several checks and be fine. So it's not an issue with him. But the bottom line is a contract is you give us the work, we'll give you the money.
That's right.
And so I wouldn't pay him. But anyway, I think he'll be away from the team. And I think they'll wait, Rob, to see how Portland starts. If Portland struggles and Chauncey, you know, they're just struggling under him, maybe Damian Lillard's available all of a sudden. If Washington, which made all these offseason moves, struggles, maybe Russell Westbrook's available. If Golden State is not as good as they
you
think they're
Beal,
going to be.
Don't you mean Beal? You mean Beal.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Bradley Beal. My bad. So, thank you for that. If Golden State struggles, not as good as they think they're going to be, then maybe they up the offer and you can get what you want from them. You know, and that goes for every other team, too.
I know what you mean.
So
let it play out. There's no
do.
Reason. Right. Let it play out. Somebody might get desperate. And then, you know, you get what you feel you deserve instead of being forced into a spot where you're giving up a talent, whether he wants to play there or not, or whether he fits or you can win with him or not. You know, it's still, you can't give up a talent and value to your organization. Yeah. You can't give him away.
You can't. You got to use, if he doesn't want to play there, you got to use him.
If that was the case,
to get
Chris,
what you want.
NBA players would be at will employees. Right, not signed to a contract. If you could just replace anybody, that's why And it's not, this is why certain people have contracts and other people are at will employees. That's really, because you can replace an at will employee. Right. You can.
I think what'll be interesting, Rob, if this comes to pass, is what if Philly starts really well?
I know.
What if
that's
they're
the
11-3, right? And they got a nice team. I mean, you still got Tobias Harris, obviously Embiid, Seth Curry, Matisse Thybulle, this Tyrese Maxey's got ability. Like, they got some decent players.
Steve
If
Mix.
They start that I'm well, sorry. Does he want to go back there? Does he want to, you know, does right. he, like, feel pressure? Like, man, I need to start playing. So we'll see how that works out. 2 hours left. Lock it.